Hey friends, you know data integration can get pretty complex with lots of moving parts, and it may include upstream and downstream dependencies. This gets really interesting when you're setting up job scheduling. Well, now you can create dependent pipelines in your Azure Data Factories. Gaurav is here to show us how that'll make your life easier today on Azure Friday. Hey, I'm Scott, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Gaurav, and we're going to talk about creating dependent pipelines in your Azure Data Factory. This is a new thing.
Yes. So, as I've always said, that the data integration projects can get overly complex, and a big part of data integration is scheduling your data integration projects to run on a cadence, on an event, and a lot of times, customers have dependencies upstream and downstream. So that makes dependency an important part of scheduling in your data factory pipelines. So what we are saying now with Data Factory is that you can create triggers and make those triggers dependent on other triggers. So for example, you could have a daily trigger that's essentially running, processing your logs. And then you have some insights that you are getting onto the logs, doing some transformation, which you only want to do weekly, right? So you can make the weekly trigger dependent on the daily trigger, so that only when the daily jobs for, let's say, 7 days are complete, then only the weekly trigger would run to accomplish its job.
I see. So I'm going to guess that there were some customers out there that would have like something run at 8 o'clock and then something else run at midnight, and they're dependent, but there's nothing in the system that knows that they're dependent. They're just hoping that the 8 o'clock job will be done.
Exactly.
And the 12 o'clock job will pick it up.
Yes, so they would right now just space it out and assume that it would complete, so that the next job when it runs would essentially take the data from the previous job is there for it to pick it up. But now we are making that a dependency, making that dependency available in the system so that they can create that hard dependency that only when it is complete, then it runs. Because you can imagine that there could be a bunch of failures or things that happen upstream that you are unaware of that could cause delays, that could cause failures, and you don't want your downstream processes to run.
Well, and if I didn't have this as a native construct in Azure Data Factories, I would have to write a custom statement at the beginning of my downstream data factory that checks to see if it succeeded or not.
Yes.
This should be built in.
Yes. So a lot of times customers are actually using constructs that are available in Data Factory, like if else and all of that, to continuously
simulate that
feature. And we are now providing that as a first class integration in Data Factory. So just to give you a couple of examples of what it means so that it is clear to the customer. So you can see with this, I have these nice visuals in the documentation where you can see that you have a trigger A that is dependent on trigger B. So the 10 to 11 time frame of that trigger A run depends on that trigger B runs. Only when it is complete, then only the trigger A would fire, right? Similarly over here, so you could have straight dependencies to say the 10 to 11 dependencies of a trigger depends on the 10 to 11 dependency of another trigger. But you could also have an offset. Offset is nothing but a timestamp which can shift your window start and end. Right. So here in the second example, you can see that I want the trigger A, which runs at 10 to 11, dependent on trigger B, but the 9 to 10 window of that trigger B. So you can use this offset parameter, set it to -1, and make that dependency in your data factory pipelines as well.
And this is allowing you to have full control over when things happen in a deterministic fashion.
Exactly. And not only that, right, in some cases, customers come back and say that I want the window size as well. So not only I want to make it dependent, the 10 to 11 or 9 to 10, but I want that window size to be 2 hours. So I want the 10 to 11 to be dependent on 9 to 11 of trigger B. So you can see in this particular example that I'm highlighting right now, my offset is -1. So I want the previous hour, but my window size needs to be 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So a lot of customers have these complex dependencies that they want to create in the pipelines. And as you pointed out earlier, that they were writing a lot of code in order to accomplish it. And now we are giving that as a first class integration in Data Factory.
That's so powerful, because when you say a lot of code, they could be creating more code to manage dependencies than we're actually doing the Data Factory work.
Exactly.
Trying to use the Azure Data Factory as a fully blown workflow management system with dependency management, it's just not their job.
Yes.
It should be built in, and now it is.
Yes, and that's why we are doing the heavy lifting for them now. And it is so easy. So if you go to your Data Factory and you go to your trigger section, all you need to do is say new, And let's say I'm going to call this as, let's say, daily log processing trigger.
Mm-hmm. What's great about this is that it's refactoring via subtraction. That means that someone's going to be able to go and take their data factory and suddenly make it simpler.
And this is only available for tumbling window type triggers because these are all windowing dependencies that we are creating.
Right.
Right. So you go in the, so in this case, I'm just creating a trigger that runs, let's say, every 15 minutes. We can do it every 60 minutes to say every hour as
sure,
well.
Sure, sure.
So let's say every 60 minutes, that's an hour. And then we can create another trigger. Let's call it a daily processing trigger. And this is going to run our processing pipelines. And again, let's make this 60 minutes as well.
Okay.
And go in the advanced section and say that I want to make this dependent on the daily log processing trigger. Right.
Got it.
And here I can specify the offset and the window size as well if I want to.
Okay.
Right.
So let me ask what might be a dumb question, but that's what I'm good at. What if a log has an anomaly, something goes wrong, it goes longer, and my tumbling logs get to the point where they start to overlap, where it's taken so long that it's messed up the schedule for everyone? Do we skip one?
No, so it will be queued up, right?
Okay.
So only when that will finish, then the next one would start. And you could define concurrencies as well to say that I want concurrency as one, which means only when the previous one has run and succeeded or failed, whatever that status is, then run the next window.
Right.
But you could set concurrency two as well, which means that the first one runs, and when the second one time hits, when it is actually supposed to be run, because we have set the concurrency equal to two, we will start running that as well.
So there's no fear that I could potentially get into a situation where I have quite a backlog of things that need to be happened. And in that case, I would want to scale and maybe pay a little more money to clear out my backlog.
Exactly right. So it totally depends on the scenario that you have and how you have you set up that particular scenario with different parameters that we provide with Data Factory.
So is this available now? Is this something that I'm just going to notice the next time I log in? It's already been in the live system.
Yes. So we have a blog that's published for this that talks about how you can create these dependencies between different triggers that you can create and all the different techniques that I talked about on making a window dependent on the previous window. And not only that, you could do self-dependencies as well. You can make a trigger dependent on itself.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Right. So that's supported in the system as well. And then we have documentation explaining about each of these particular scenarios as well that you can go and use. And not only you can create these dependencies, but then you can also monitor these dependencies. So you can go in our monitoring tab, and we have this trigger runs tab over here, and you can look at these dependencies. So you can say, view this, and you can see that this particular trigger run depends on that daily trigger.
Right.
And if you click the success status, you can look at what exactly that trigger run and what were the pipeline runs that happened for that trigger. So all of that monitoring information is presented to you as well.
Fantastic. The Azure Data Factory continues to add great new features every month.
Yes.
All right. I'm learning all about how to create dependent pipelines in my Azure Data Factory today on Azure Friday.